There's a well-known tumult in the later day poskim regarding a person who wants to invite a non-from person to his Shabbos meal if he knows in advance that he's going to certainly drive on Shabbos, if he is doing so for the purposes of being makariv. He wants to makariv this individual. He thinks that it's very helpful for him to have an experience of Suda Shabbos with a from family. Is a mudder to invite him when you know that he's going to drive to your house on Shabbos? Now, what is the potential issue that we have to address in the Shiloh? The issue is the Isser, the Uraisa of Ifnei Iver L'Sid Mirsha. The Gemara in Meseches Avodah Zarah Daf Vov tells us about the Isser of Ifnei Iver L'Sid Mirsha, that you're not allowed to cause another individual to violate an Isser. Ifnei Iver L'Sid Mirsha, don't be machshel another individual in the violation of an Isser. And says the Gemara, this applies even when you are machshel a goy. Even if you give a goy, let's say, Eiver Min Achai, something that is also for a goy to have, if you give him the Dvar Isser and you enable him to do something that is also for him, you're Eiver on the Isser Da'iraisa of Lifnei Iver L'Sit Mechshel. However, there is a major exception to the rule, and the Gemara says that there's a tremendous qualification in the Isser Da'iraisa of Lifnei Iver L'Sit Mechshel. And that is that when the person can anyways violate the Isser without your help, then you're not over on the Isser Derais of Lifnei Iver. So if, let's say, you provide someone with something that allows him and enables him to do something that's Osser, but he could have gotten the Dvar Isser without you. Without your assistance, he would have gotten the Isser anyways, but you, Lamaisa, provided it for him. You, Lamaisa, did, in fact, assist him in his Maisa Isser. You're not over on the Isser Derais of Lifnei Iver. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Vav. However, the Rishonim point out, most Rishonim hold, that even though the Isser Da'iraisa of Lifnei Iver is avoided if the person anyways could have gotten the Isser without you, nevertheless, there is still an Isser D'Rabbanon of Misayeya. If you assist the person in doing the Maisa Isser, you help him and you aid him in his Maisa Isser, even though he could have done it without you, and therefore there's no Isser of the Lifnei Iver Da'iraisa, there still is an Isser D'Rabbanon of Misayeya. Now, what's the basis of this Isser? This is a Shiloh in the Paiskim. Either this is Alts the Din of Arvos, this is the Din of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, and therefore it applies only by a Yid, that Alts Arvos, you have to ensure that you're not causing him to do something that's Osser. If you're Mechuyev to ensure that he doesn't commit an Isser, then certainly you can't provide him with the Isser, so it's like a Kavul Chaymer. Or it's as the mitzvah of Haychech Techirech Hasamisecha. The mitzvah of Teichacha, the mitzvah of rebuke, entails you avoiding the assistance of a Maisa Isser that's going to be committed by someone else. At any rate, this is the Isser D'Rabbanon Misayeya. However, the question then becomes, if I invite someone for Shabbos, and I know that he's going to drive his car to my house on Shabbos to participate in my meal, is this a violation of the Isser D'Rabbanon of Misayeya? So the first thing we should point out is that there's a machlekes ha-poiskim whether the Isser D'Rabbanon of Misayeya applies to a non-from person. The Shach in Yerideya tells us that the entire Isser of Misayeya only applies if the person is a regular observant Yid. However, if the person is a mumer, if a person is a goy, or even if he's a yid, but if he's a mumer, he's a person that rejects Torah and mitzvahs, he's a non-observant yid, the halacha is there's no Isser of Misayeya. There's no Isser of Misayeya. And ostensibly the reason is because the entire idea is to help the person in his observance, als arvus, and it doesn't apply if the person's completely not interested in being became the mitzvah. You're not assisting him, he doesn't care, therefore there's no Isser of Misayeya. The Dogumir Vovo qualifies this Shach. He learns that the Isser Misayeya is not totally in whether he has the status of a mumer or not. It's totally in whether he's doing the Aveira B'Shoigig or B'Mezin. It says the Dogumir Vovo, if the person is doing the Aveira B'Shoigig, he doesn't realize that he's doing something that's Osir, then we have an Isser D'Rabbanon to be Misayeya him. You're not allowed to assist him, you're not allowed to aid him, you're not allowed to enable him to do the Isser. That's Osir M'D'Rabbanon. So even if we avoid the Issa Deraisa because he could have done it without you, but there's still going to be an Issa Derabanan if, in fact, he's doing it B'shogeg. However, if he's doing it B'mezit, even if he doesn't qualify as a mumer, he doesn't fit into the criteria of being a mumer, nevertheless, if he's doing the Maisa Issa B'mezit, there is no Chiv or Misayeya. Now, why is this so? So many Paiskim assume that the Isser of Misayeh has to do with the Isser lahafrish, the Chiv lahafrishayim in an Isser. There's a Chiv to prevent someone from doing something that's Osir. You have to do what you can to prevent someone from committing an Aveira. Therefore, it only applies if, in fact, he's doing it B'shayeg. But if he anyways wants to commit the Isser and he's doing it knowingly, then there's no Chiv to be mafreshim from the Isser. Akoponim, this is the shita of Dogma Revava. So, according to the Dogma Revava, perhaps we would have a kula over here, because since when you invite this non-from Yid to your home on Shabbos, he anyways would drive on Shabbos, and therefore it's not an Issur D'Oraisa Lifnei Iver. Elomai, you're going to tell me there's an Issur D'Rabbanan of Misayeya, because Lamaisa, you're causing him to do the Aveira of driving to your house on Shabbos, so even though he could have done it without you, Lamaisa, you're giving him reason to commit the Issers. Perhaps it should be also Al Misayeh. However, according to the Dogma Revava, and perhaps according to the Shach, depending on whether this person is classified as a Mumer, but according to the Dogma Revava, certainly you wouldn't be over on the Isser Misayeh because he's doing it B'mezid. He's not doing it B'shegeg. Therefore, perhaps there would be no Isser Misayeh. However, the Mogen Avram disagrees with both the Shach and the Dogma Revava and the Mogen Avram, and our Chaim, Simin Shin Mem Zayin, Sif Kotten Dalid, holds that the Isser of Misayeh applies even when the person is an Oivre Aveira, he's doing it B'mezid. Nonetheless, there's a Chiev, Lahafrisha Min HaIsser, there's a Chiev to prevent him from doing the Isser, and Kol Shekein, you're not allowed to assist him in doing his Maisa Isser. Ramosha Feinstein, Zichat Tzadik Bevrocha, Nigris Moshe says that a person should be Machmir for the Shita of the Mogen Avraham, and this is in Chelek Aleph, Yerdeya Simen Ayin Beis, and therefore, the first Eitzah that we have brought in the name of the Dogma Revava, according to Ramosha, a person should try not to avoid, a person should be Machmer like the Shita of the Mogen Avraham, and therefore, we should assume that there is, in fact, an Isser Misayeya, even though the person perhaps is doing the Isser B'mezid. However, there's another Heter, and this Heter is L'chayra behind the well-known kula of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and it's based on a Gemara and a Ritva in Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Tesvav. The Gemara tells us that it's usher to sell kelim that are certainly going to be used for a dvar isser on Shvius. However, says the Gemara, even though it's usher to sell klei harisha, utensils that are designated to be used in the field during the year of Shemitah. You're not allowed to sell it during the year of Shemitah because ostensibly the buyer is going to use it on Shvius, and that's an Isser Misayeya. Nevertheless, if you sell the man a keli that can be used both le-isser and le-heter, if it's a dual-use type of utensil, it could be used both for work in the field plus for something that's mutter to be done on Shemitah, it's mutter to sell it. Why? Because your mutter, it's mutter to sell him an object that you could be toiler that perhaps he won't do the Maisa Issa with it. As I said, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Tesvav, that talinon, we are toiler that he's going to do only something that is mutter with it. And the Ritva understands that this heter applies even if you personally know that he's not going to do the Maisa mutter with it. He's going to do the Maisa Issa with it. He's going to use this kli to plow a field. He's going to use it to work the field during Shemitah, which is also. Nevertheless, it's mutter to sell him the object on Shemitah, since the item that you're selling to him is not earmarked for a Maisa Isser. It's not a Chafsadi Surah. It's a dual-use type of utensil. It could be used leheter and it could be used le-isser. Memela, if he, punct, decides to use it for a Dvar Isser, you're not over on the Isser of Misayeya. That is the Chiddush of the Ritva based on the Gemara. And according to the Ritva, it comes out of Yesoid. And this is the way the Sri De'esh understands the Ritva, that the Ritva is saying that the Isser only applies when you sell someone something that's inherently a Chafsad Yisura. It's inherently something that's earmarked for Isser, such as a clay soda that is being sold on Shemitah, which certainly is going to be used in the field because the entire objective of this object is to be used in the field. That's when the Isser applies. However, if let's say you sell something that could be used in the field, but not necessarily will it be used in the field, that is mutter, even though you personally know he's going to be using it on Shemitah in the field and violate the Isser of Shemitah. This heter of the Ritva is used by the Sri Deish to explain a psak in the Ramah and Or Chaim Simekuf Samach Tesif Beis. The Ramah says that b'shas adchak, a person could give food to someone even though he knows that that person he's giving the food to won't make a bracha on it, right? A person is mechuyev to make a bracha before eating a food. Nevertheless, says the Ramah, yesh mekilim b'shas adchak, to give the food to a person that you know is not going to make a bracha on it, because you're not over on the Isser of Misayea, because it's a chefsa de'ateira. It's not something that is earmarked for Isser. It's not a chefsa de'isura. Therefore, it's not a violation of the Isser of Lifnei Iver. The Magen Avraham is matmi on this psak. The Magen Avraham says, how come it's usur to give someone food if you know that he didn't wash netilos yadayim? He didn't wash netilos yadayim. Why is it mutter to give the food to a person who you know he's not going to make a bracha on it, and it's also to give the food to a person who didn't wash Netilas Yadayim? What's the distinction between these two halachas? Says the Magen Avraham, just like when it comes to the case of Netilas Yadayim, we assume that you're not allowed to give the food to the person if you know that he didn't wash, so too, says the Magen Avraham, it's also to give the food to a person that you know is not going to make a bracha, since it's the same halacha as the case of Netilas Yadayim, where we say that it's Lifnei Iver, it's Misayeya, and therefore it's Osir. Says the Sri Deish, what's Takapshat in the Magen Avraham, in the Ramah? What's Takapshat in the Ramah? What's the difference between the case of Netilas Yadayim, where it's Osir, and the case of the person who won't make a bracha, where the Ramah says that B'shas Hatchak it's Mutter? So he brings down a Bach, and he brings down some other Paiskim that give a Teretz, and he explains the Teretz as invoking the heter of the Ritva. And that is that the Ramah holds that when it comes to a person that is going to eat food without washing, for him, the food item that you give him is a chefs tisura. It's be'etzem aser, because there's no way to eat it. However, in the case where you're giving a food to a person that didn't make a bracha, it's not inherently aser, because he still has the option, when you give it to him, to make a bracha. Now, even though he's going to decide not to make a bracha, and you know he's going to decide not to make a bracha, nevertheless, mitzad your maisa of giving the food to him, it's not a chefsa d'isura. You're not being machshel him. You're not enabling him to do an iser. All he has to do is decide to make a bracha. Since what you're doing is giving him a chefsa d'ateira, and he's punk deciding to be over on an iser when eating the food, he's not going to make a bracha. It's mutter. Well, by the case of Netilas Yadayim, since he didn't wash, so b'shas nesina, when you give the food to him, it's already a dvar iser. He already is about to eat the food. When you pass the food to him, he already decided not to wash, and you're therefore giving him a chefs d'isura, and it's therefore also mitzav the din of the f'na'iva. However, by the case of the bracha, b'shas nesina, when you give him the food, he still has an option of being mekayim the mitzvah of birchas mitzvah birchas hanenen, of being mekayim the mitzvah of reciting a bracha before eating the food, memela, it's not going to be a violation of lifnei iver, even though you know personally that he's not going to make a bracha. That is the shita of the Sri Deish, an explanation of the gedolei achronim based on the Ritva, that we have this heter, that even if you know that the person will violate the iser, but if it's not vadai when you give it to him, it's not a chefsa de isura, when you give the item to him, and it's possible that he's going to be mekayim the din kelchosa and avoid being in violation of the iser. So even though you personally know that he's going to decide not to, you can't consider this lifnei iver. You didn't give him a michshol. It's not a michshol. It's not a chefsa de isura. It's a chefsa de ateira. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, and this is a well-known heter, if a person wants to invite someone to a Shabbos meal, and you know that he's going to drive, is it mutter? Is it asr? Says Rosh Zaman, perhaps we could be makel. Why? Tell him specifically in your invitation that you are providing housing for him. He could come before Shabbos. He doesn't have to drive. He could come before Shabbos, and you have a room for him to stay throughout Shabbos, and in that way he won't have to violate the Isra of Shabbos. then, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's mutter, even though you know for sure that he's not going to take you up on your invitation, he's going to drive on Shabbos to the meal. Why? L'chayr Rav Shlomo Zalman means this heter of the Ritva. Since mitzad your invitation, it's not a chefs di yisura, you're giving him something that doesn't necessarily put him in a situation in which he's going to violate an iser, because he could decide to take you up on your invitation and stay for throughout Shabbos and avoid driving on Shabbos. The Mela, it's going to be mutter. It's not considered giving him chefs di yisura. He, punkt, will decide to violate Shabbos on his own. That's not your cheshbin, and therefore you're not going to be in violation of both Lifnei Iver and the iser of Mesayeya. That's the shita of Rav Shlomo Zalman. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was chilek on this heter, and Rav Moshe says in Or Chaim, chilek Aleph, Simin Tzadik Tes, that it's usur to invite someone to a meal on Shabbos if you know that he's going to drive on Shabbos. And says Rav Moshe, this is an iser da'uraisa, this is lifnei iver. Not only is this an issue of lifnei iver, or Misayeya, depending on whether he would drive otherwise. But aside for the Lifnei Iver aspect of the Shaila, says Rav Moshe, there's an Isser Torah mitzad, the Isser of Mesis. There's an Isser of Mesis. What does Mesis mean? When you cause someone to do an Isser, when you try to persuade someone to do an Isser. Says Rav Moshe, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chav Tes is Mavur, that the Isser of Mesis is not exclusive to the Isser of Avodah Zarah. Normally, we would assume the Isser of Mesis means to convince someone to do the Isser of Avodah Zarah. That's the Isser of Mesis. Says Rav Moshe, I have a raya that the Isser of Mesis applies by all dinim in the Torah, and it's just that the Isser Skila, the Chi of Misa, only applies by the case of Avodah Zarah. But by all Isser of the Torah, if you convince someone to do the Isser, if you persuade someone to do the Isser, there's an Isser Midaraisa of Mesis. What's my raya? Says the Gemara says that what's the Mekar, the Ing Tayin in Lamesis, that we don't present a Tayin on behalf of a Mesis. We learn this from Nachash HaKadmoini, from the Nachash in the story of the Chava and Adam HaRishon, where he gave Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. He convinced Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And over there, we find this idea, says the Gemara, of Ing Tayin in Lamesis. The Nochash was the Mesis. He persuaded Chava to do the Isser of eating from the Eitz Hadas. And we didn't invoke the concept of Taininon, where the Gemara says he could have presented an argument to avoid the Einish that he incurred. And nevertheless, since he didn't present it, we didn't present it on his behalf. So you see that Ein Tainin LeMesis. Since he was a Mesis, we don't present a Tainin on his behalf if he doesn't present it himself. That's the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Says Rav Moshe, the Mesis wasn't an Ovid Avodah Zarah. He didn't serve Avodah Zarah. Nevertheless, the Gemara derives this rule of Ein Tayin LeMesis from the story of the Nachash. So you see that the din of Mesis applies to all Isurim and not exclusively to the Isur of Avodah Zarah. Now the truth is that other Rishonim are clearly Mavur, not like Rav Moshe. The Rishonim Afen Ard in Maseches Sanhedrin ask this question that Rav Moshe is coming to address, that the Isser of Mesis only applies to Avodah Zarah, so why does the Gemara assume that the Isser of Mesis connects to the story of the Nachash? L'chayr, the Nachash wasn't committing something that was Avodah Zarah related, so why does there exist some correlation between the Nachash and the Isser of Mesis? The Rishonim answer that since the Nachash did invoke the concept of you being like a god, and God is scared of what you are going to be like when you eat from the Eitz Hadas, it therefore was considered kfira, it therefore did have a connection to Avodah Zarah, and that's why the Gemara does learn the din of Ein Tayin LeMesis from the story of the Nachash. So according to these Rishonim, the din of Mesis does apply specifically to the Isser of Avodah Zarah, but Rav Moshe LeMaisa doesn't hold like that. Rav Moshe holds that the Isser of Mesis is a general halacha, and the story of the Nachash was a story that didn't connect to Avodah Zarah, and therefore the Gemara's correlation between the Nachash and Mesis obviously indicates that the Isser of Mesis is a general halacha. Al kapanim, so we have a machlekes between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, whether you could invite someone for Shabbos if you are going to offer him the right to sleep at your house and avoid driving to the Suda on Shabbos, according to Rosh Hashanah, there's a heter, even if you know that he's going to drive on Shabbos, according to Ramesha, it's Osir. And Ramesha says that it's actually a violation of two Isurim. With the Iver related Isurim, and also the Isur of Mesis. There's another heter, and this is a famous heter that, again, appears in the Bincha Shleimer from Rosh Hashanah Zaman. Rav Moshe Sternbach as well mentions this. Many places can mention this second heter as well, and that is that if the objective of your invitation is to be mekar of the individual, then it's not considered lifnei iver at all. It's not b'chlal, part of the category of lifnei iver, because the entire idea of lifnei iver is that you're giving someone a michshel, that you're causing someone to violate an isser, and therefore you're presenting a michshel for him. That's the isser of lifnei iver. However, if the ultimate objective of this relationship is for you to fakar, be makar of the person, to get him to enhance his avodas Hashem, so you can't consider that a michshel. You can't consider that a michshel. A michshel means to cause someone to stumble and violate isurim. If in this individual case he's going to be violating an isur because of your invitation, that's not lifnei iver. If ultimately, as a general result of this invitation, more of a avodas Hashem will be observed by him, and therefore you can't consider that lifnei iver. So that's another important kula that many in the kiruv world invoke, and that is that it's not considered lifnei iver if the person is going to certainly drive to your house on Shabbos, because in a general sense the relationship is such that the ultimate goal of the relationship will be to bring him to Avodas Hashem, and you can't consider that a mechshel.